Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Here we are. We are less than 24 hours from the unleashing of what will be a historic night. Either a woman by the name of Hillary Rodham Clinton will become president of these here United States, or a billionaire reality show host and outsider in politics will assume the mantle of president of the United States. Either way, it's a lose-lose for America. How you doing, everybody? And by lose-lose, I don't mean the world's going to fall apart. I think we talked about that last week. I don't. In fact, I think that in all fairness, I think either one of them are going to bring something to this country that's going to make us shake our heads, but not break us. It's not going to break us. There's too many of you out there that worry about this. But they're making the final push today. Every single one of them has their surrogates everywhere in the battleground states that matter. The rest of you, like California, nobody cares. You're being left behind because we already know where this is going to end in California. Some of the other states, it's very similar. Texas, I don't think Hillary spent a ton of time in Texas today. Oh, it looked exciting for a couple days, but by and large, that ship sailed. Nope. They're going to be doing what they do for the next 12 hours or so, sweeping across these states, getting everything out, going out tomorrow and voting, glad handing as much as possible. And then after that, it's all done. That's it. We just sit back and wait for the results to roll in. And I don't know where this is going to end up. I'd like to say that I could be that amazing prognosticator who knew exactly where this was going to end up. But the truth is, I don't. There are moments when I think that Hillary is, again, going to win handily, and there are other moments where I think it's going to be much closer and Trump has a shot of winning this thing. But in the end, it is going to be decided by you, the voters. How do you decide? Have you made your choice? Are you still on the fence? They're all out there just doing all they possibly can. But I think the shouting is done by now. I think it's over. I think there's no more bombshells. I think over the weekend, the big bombshell was obviously Comey decided not to press charges. And talk about the ups and downs. Let's see. 3 weeks ago, he was a pariah still by the right. 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, he was a fan, like a hero, right? Like he was a hero. And then he's a pariah again. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Did you ever actually think that this was going to end up in some sort of conviction? I didn't. I never thought this was going to end up anywhere like that. She got away with stuff. Some people do. Some people don't. Now, in doing that, though, she put such a cloud over her head that, again, she's not going to have any kind of mandate if she walks into office. And I do think, based on what I've seen right now, she is probably going to eke by with a win, but it's going to be much closer than people realize. And I think as far as, you know, there's a few places. North Carolina is close. Michigan is close. There are some places out there where you would have thought about a month ago that this was a done deal, maybe even 2 weeks ago. But now there's some nervousness out there in the Democratic side of things, and Hillary's got to be sweating it tonight. This is going to be the longest yet shortest sleep of her night. This is it. Trump doesn't sleep, but this will be the longest yet shortest sleep in her lifetime, waiting. Sitting out. Can you imagine how long that day is going to be with her tomorrow? Now, granted, usually by 5 or 6, we have a feel because the East Coast is so important that we have a feel of where this thing's going to go. But it is going to be, it's crazy. I mean, right now, I mean, he's within the error of margin in most polls. And that raises a lot of, you know, eyebrows to a lot of people. Plus, there are a lot of people out there who aren't what we call regular voters. They're not steady voters, and they voted absentee, and some 41 million absentee votes have already been cast. So some people who may have had regrets about voting for Hillary and or Trump, hey, they've already done it, and it's too late now in most states. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over these next 24 hours, and we're going to cover it all live for you tomorrow. We're going to go straight through, starting at 3 p.m. Pacific all the way up till 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern time, and we're going to break it down from you top to bottom as all of the elections results roll in. It is going to be a very interesting night. Jim Kennedy is going to be here. Greg Carumba is going to be out there for us in D.C. handling a lot of the other election results as they pop in. And, you know, you know, the Republicans to be able to hold the House? What's the Senate going to look like? Is Ryan going to resign the next day? I mean, there's so many things that are playing into this. But as we head into this, it's going to be a very interesting night to see how they settle in. No more surprises. None of that stuff's going to happen. Is this going to be one of these nights as well? And this is something I think, or tomorrow, is this going to be one of those days where we're going to see a massive amount of voters? Or did we already see the giant, huge boom, and it's just going to be a steady flow, and we're not going to see any kind of record setting night, which would help the Republicans in a lot of ways? So, and I don't think, you know, Hillary's out tonight. She's going to be hanging out with Springsteen and Bon Jovi doing that thing. And you know, Trump's going to be going from place to place. There's a lot of things that you're going to, I think, be seeing happening here over the last few hours. But, you know, you're courting literally the last of the independents, the last of the people who you've forgotten along the way. Understand that. You've forgotten most of these people along the way. You've ignored them because you're too busy fighting reality show style, like it was the Real Housewives and husbands of D.C., to focus on stuff that matters. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. Hillary today, this is, you know, this has been her pitch, and this is, she said this today, and it just, it makes me chuckle.
We don't have to accept a dark and divisive vision for America. Tomorrow you can vote for a hopeful, inclusive, big-hearted America.
Big-hearted America. An inclusive, big-hearted America. America, big-hearted. Are we really that big-hearted? I'm not that big-hearted. I'm a small-hearted kind of person. My empathy is not so much for a lot of people. I know that sounds horrible, and I want to be more empathetic. I keep trying. I keep thinking to myself, you could be a little more empathetic. And then I'm like, nah, it is for animals and dogs. It is. But outside of that, for the average human being that roams this great country of ours, my empathy is, I know it sounds horrible, but that's the way she makes it feel. Is like we should vote for her because she has more empathy. She has more empathy. More inclusivity. She's just a big bear hug away from making you a better human being. Although, don't touch her. From there, we go to the Donald, who's in Florida, and he is speaking his mind.
In one day, we are going to win the great state of Florida, and we are going to take back the White House.
Take back the White House. This is it. You got to think about this for a second, right? Let's just ponder on this for a second. Donald Trump, whether you can't stand anything he's about, and look, I understand, right? I understand. My grandfather is from Mexico, and let me tell you something. We had a very long talk at my uncle's wedding about him and the way that he spoke and the things that he has said, and it's definitely, you know, frustrating, upsetting. And as much as he is against illegal immigration, it was definitely something that was he was not thrilled about. So I understand why people feel the way they do. I don't get the Hillary people. There's zero excitement. There is no, when the Democrats and the independents and frustrated Republicans went to the polls for Obama in 08, they went with enthusiasm like you haven't seen in a long time, right? They went with this massive amounts of enthusiasm that seemed to be just, it was palpable. You could feel it. You could feel it at the ballot box. You could feel it when he went into Denver, to Mile High Stadium, and he did what he did that night. And you could feel the excitement with her. It's like, it's very apathetic, just very, if I have to kind of thing. And, you know, she's got a lot of herself to blame for this. She has. But you have to admire the fact that this guy went against conventional wisdom, did everything his own way, turned the political world upside down, really went at politics in a way that we have not seen, and in some ways gave voice to people who feel they were disenfranchised within their own party, and really, I think, was an eye-opener. At times, he was obnoxious, he was loud, he said stuff that you shake your head, but at other times, I think he was refreshing because he was honest. The thing that he's been so honest about and continues to do so, and the thing that I continue to love hear him say, is he's going to drain the swamp. There's an excitement there if he gets in the office. The fact that here's a guy who literally owes nobody a damn thing. He doesn't. He doesn't own his party a damn thing because they really, if by and large, minus a few, have turned their back on him. He doesn't own any of these lobbyists, anything. There's no special interest that's got a hold of him. That's exciting. That's exciting. For her, it's the same old, same old. And if you don't believe that, when you saw the numbers over the last 24 hours pop up about the polls and then Comey not going to press any charges or do anything further, did you see what happened to the stock market? The market bounced about 2 percentage points. And it's going to be that way if she wins for the next couple days because they know she's Wall Street friendly despite all the BS that everybody else says. And it's amazing that all these these 99 percenters, all these people that go out and they, you know, they go to the WTO and they occupy this, that, and the other would still vote for a person who was so in the back pocket and entrenched in big business and the financial world as her. It's amazing. I don't know how people do it. Hope you guys had a good weekend. I know I did have a good weekend. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. You can text the show. We love it when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Did you get an extra hour of sleep? That is a good question. It's important. And you might be still a little weird because let's be real. This time of year, what do you have? You got darkness sooner. Get a little depressed. You do. Well, I got a pick-me-up for you. It's called Super Beats. Super Beats is great. Blood flow helps out tremendously. Energy, energy, energy. And as you start to feel a little run down, a little slow, because you're thinking to yourself, man, I get there in the morning and I come out at night and it's dark and I don't like that. Give yourself the energy you need to maybe give it a little workout, do something like that. Take Super Beats. The best way to get this into your body. What is this? Dietary nitrates. They get converted into nitric oxide, and away you go. Just a teaspoon, boom, into some water. You feel the difference, and within 20 minutes, the energy, the stamina is there. Phil, did you take your Super Beats with you this weekend?
I did take Super Beats with me this weekend, and I had a really bad time at the airport, but you know what? I took Super Beats, and I was dragging because it was just a long, long flight, you know, some delays, and Super Beats made me feel good. I was able to stay awake, stay focused, actually get a little bit of work done before I got down to my vacation place, and it was just fantastic, and as always, it tastes great.
Tastes great. That's something that I don't think people, as we head into Thanksgiving time, right? You guys always worry because Graham's going to serve beets again. Don't worry about Super Beets. They have tons of flavor and none of it's that nasty beet taste that I think a lot of people are working at. Hey, get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips. Free to use before and after drinking Super Beats to make sure it's working your body. You're also going to get a book called Beat the Odds, and all of this comes with you right there to your house with free shipping. Here's the part I love best. It's guaranteed or your money back. Booyakaa. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We rolled back this weekend, which all of us get excited because we get what? An extra hour? So we got an extra hour here. We got smiles on our faces for that, except for one thing. Tonight, many of us are going to be walking out at 5 o'clock around the country from work, and it's going to be like when you go into a movie theater at 3:30 and you come out and it's dark, and you're like, it feels weird. And it feels like it's midnight, and then you're like, it's only 6 o'clock. But something else that happens this time of year is depression. Depression takes a huge spike this time of year because of, lack of sunshine. It's kind of, isn't it weird to think that it's only an hour? And again, I don't know why we do this anymore. I really don't. I think it's a waste of time. But I don't think we're worried about our resources and stuff like that. But it is what it is. But a new study has come out from Aarhus University in Denmark. Aarhus, they've done a huge study. We're not talking about a little bit of a study. And over about 15-18-year period, about 190,000 people have been diagnosed just in Denmark alone with severe depression right after the change of daylight savings. And that, to me, is, I mean, think, because remember Denmark, right? And they're supposed to be the happiest country on earth. We also forget the fact that basically everybody there is on some sort of antidepressant. But whatever. Hey, you know, I'm not, one's not to argue. One is not to argue with these people. But I feel the same thing here. And I think a lot of us do. We get those blues, right? Like, we go outside and it's, oh, it's dark. And the only thing I think that keeps us going is the fact that, okay, we got the holidays around the corner, so that maybe it keeps us going a little bit. But it's that darkness. It kind of kicks our butt. I mean, it's nice for that hour. And we all bitch about the hour we lose, right, in spring. All of us do. Oh, man, I lost another hour. Got to get up on Monday early. Go to my work. You get excited for about a half a day. And the reason they said is many people don't have the benefit from any kind of sunshine because they're inside working all day. That's why they say this time of year, it's best to do something if you have a chance on your lunch hour or early in the morning to try to soak up as much sunshine as possible and try to become as active as possible. Meaning, even if you can't get that sunshine, try to get yourself to a gym. Get those, you know, get the dopamine going, get everything flowing, get some energy, feel something about yourself, get that feeling that, you know, you're active. Because otherwise, as a lot of people do, they tend to go inside and they tend to kind of get depressed this time of year and they'll snap out of it sometimes, but sometimes people don't. You see a mass amount of suicides this time of year, not just around the holidays, also because of the changing of the fact that it becomes darker. It's creepy, I know. That's why they think about people in Seattle. It's darker earlier and it's Seattle, so it's gloomy. Chad, don't be mean to Seattle. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the show. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We are less than a day away from a very intriguing, historic, yet not very relevant in massive terms, election. We'll see what happens. Donald and Hillary saying their final goodbyes to the voters before they go into their hermetically sealed box. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Feel free to tweet the show at Chad Benson Show. Text it as well. 323-538-2423. At Real James Wooten tweets at Chad Benson Show. Voted a few weeks ago. Woo! Hope Batman wins. I don't think Batman's going to win, James. You never know. I know. I know, kids. I know. You know, as I talk to people, the hilarity of the overreaction of people is tremendous. First of all, that our country's ruined and there's no chance for us to get it back. Secondly, that the next generation's going to be horrible. I started laughing. I said, you know what? I think you're look. There's no doubt there is a certain group of kids that are in college that whine, bitch, and moan, and they're there as a social experiment for themselves as much as they are for an education. That's what they're most of the kids that are in college, right? You have a school that has 50,000. I guarantee you 48,000 of those kids are there to get a damn education and get the hell out. That's what they want. They're a lot more conservative than it's led on to be, and or middle of the road. I'm not going to lie. It's a bastion of liberalism inside of the you know, the professors' lounge and inside their classrooms with the way that they think. But most of these kids, they just, you know what? I want to put one and one together, get two, hand me a diploma. I want to get the hell out of here and get on with my life. And people say, well, you see how liberal they are. Imagine what the next generation is going to be like. Well, can I just remind you that, you know, do you see how liberal a lot of the people in the you know, started to go in the 50s and the 60s, and then we came along to Reagan's generation. We were extremely conservative. Kids love to do the opposite of their parents, right? Kids love to do the opposite of their parents. Don't be surprised if in the next generation we have a lot more Alex P. Keatons than people realize. I know that sounds strange, but we like to push back, right? That's what kids like to do to their parents. We love pushing back on what we think they enjoy. If they're liberal, may go a little bit more conservative. Why is that? It's just a natural reaction. Mom and dad are doing this. I don't think mom and dad are cool. I'm going in this direction. I'm hunting and searching for something of my own. Because mom and dad can't be right about everything. And I try to tell people that. And you should see the look on some people's eyes. They're like, well, I've never thought of anything like that. Of course you have. Look, have we become more progressive over time? Yes, whatever you want to call it, progressive. We've become more enlightened. We've become more tolerant. Whatever word you want to use to describe how America's moved. We have. But you know what? The greatest generation was far more conservative than the baby boomers. But we had a nice run there in the 80s, didn't we? Conservatism. Then Clinton came along, and we were a little bit more liberal. And then Bush came along and saw some conservatism there. We don't sway too far one way or another because we're not idiots. Do we put idiots in charge? Yes. But you have to understand something. A lot of times, all we have to choose from are idiots. Because anybody, it's like people who go and get caught on jury duty, right? If you can't get out of jury duty, that's on you. Like, if you're in a trial and you're like, I don't know if these are 12 of my peers. Why? Because they couldn't get out of jury duty. They can't be that sharp. Chad, what? It's honest. So as I sit here and I see people lose their minds over all of what potentially could take place and where we're going and how all these things are going to happen, we're also a very reactionary country. And when we feel, even the large group of people, feel things start to go a different direction that becomes even too much for them, they'll push back. And I think we'll see some pushback. Now, there's no doubt that there are more Democrats than Republicans in this country. When you invite a lot of people in here and you tell everybody you're going to give stuff, and the fact that we have a massive underclass in this country now, and the Democrats just, all they did was go to them and give them a spiel that they could, you know, bite into. They just went there where there was more fish. That's it. But you will see slowly but surely as times will change and we'll turn to a certain, you know, back over maybe to the right for a little while. We may bend a little bit to the left. It happens. The ebbs and flows there. I don't think in my lifetime you're going to see a country that looks like California. And by that I mean a country that is literally a one-party state. A one-party state. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to have a one-party country because we like checks and balances. Nobody likes to give the other side that much power. And when they do have that much power, you watch how long that lasts, usually for a cycle. And by that, I mean within 2 years, they've made it away so Congress has the strength to veto and to slow down the power that the president has. We saw that with Obama. We saw that with Bill Clinton. We've seen that before, and I'm assuming we'll see it again at some point in time. But the whole notion that we're never going to see conservative people again, that we're never going to see people ever that are you know, that there's never going to be a Republican. No, maybe not a Republican that we would recognize 40 years ago as an ultra super conservative. But might I tell you, these aren't the same Democrats from 40 years ago. We've changed tremendously along the way. You know, the Republicans have to, you know, this is a civil war that they've got going on. And they're getting ready to, and I'm telling you, the day after the election, especially if it goes south for the Republicans, and they end up losing the Senate, and you know, either they lose the House or it is a slim margin of which they hold it, and Trump gets beat down, there's going to be a bloodbath, a bloodletting. You're going to see the likes of, I have a feeling, Ryan's going to resign, and there is going to be a lot of issues that are going to be brought out, and it is going to Rance Priebus, or what did he call him? Rance Priskin? Rance Priskin is our good friend, the one and only Don King calls him, Rance Priskin. He's, you know, I mean, this is going to be ugly, potentially. But you have to do that every once in a while. You have to shake it out a little bit here. And I think that's going to happen. But for you who think that we're never, that this is doom and gloom, that there's never going to be another Republican in the White House, if the Republicans continue on the path that they're on right now, that may be true. But I'm thinking there are a lot of people out there that are smart. And I'm thinking as this younger generation grows up, not only will they rebel against their more liberal parents, but in many ways, too, what they're going to start to do is they're going to start to think for themselves. They'll start to move more towards the center or even to the right of things, and you'll start to see what ends up happening. We love to panic in this country. I find it amazing how fast and how many times we panic. I try to be the voice of calm and reason, but many times it just goes without saying that you can't. Sometimes there's nothing you'll be able to ever tell a human being to calm them down when they're just losing their minds. And I get a lot of text messages. I get a lot of stuff about, you know, people worried, like, this is it. They're going to take this. They're going to take that. They're going to take this. They're not. They're not on both sides of the aisle. Stop it. They're not taking anything. And here's the other thing. All of you out there who send me emails, all you famous people out there who threaten to move to some country far, far away, all of you people out there who swear that this is it, like once this happens, once Trump becomes president or Hillary becomes president tomorrow, that your life as you know it is over. That, you know what, Hillary is going to come in and the first thing she's going to do is take all of your guns away. That Trump's going to take your choice away. That he's going to lock up the gays. That, you know, Hillary is going to make sure that we bow down to every nation on earth, and that, you know, that's not going to happen. But the veiled threats of, like, I'm leaving the country if so-and-so becomes president is hilarious. Or at least I thought it was. That wasn't until a moving company approached me for doing a commercial for them. And the way that they think it's going to go, because they want to help people get out of this country as fast as possible. I thought it was awfully nice of them. Take a listen. The election is here, and it's time for close to half of you to pack your bags and get ready for that much-promised and whined-about move to Canada, Mexico, or Lithuania. At Drama Queen Movers, we'll help you get to that perfect place with no fuss, no muss, and we'll even provide the shipping containers to help you get out of Dodge fast. Our first and only priority is to help you get to that safe space where no one can ever take your guns. Your free speech is always protected, as well as your choice. And neither Trump nor Hillary will make the hairs on the back of your neck ever stand up again. And right now, Drama Queen Movers have operators standing by for your fake overreaction. Call 555-MOVE-NOW. That's 555-MOVE-NOW. Drama Queen Movers, where we don't move anything except a whole lot of hot air. I think that about sums up pretty much all of that. Fake outrage, just like with Cecil the Lion. Fake overreaction from the likes of Lena Dunham and Barbara Streisand and everybody else. I have news for you. Go somewhere else and find out they too have problems. Except the difference is their good isn't really good. Our good is great. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
I be Chad Benson. He's at his, what, third rally of the day, Trump is. He's got two more tonight. He's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I think he's been in North Carolina and Florida. I'm not quite sure where he's going from here. But he has hit those Rust Belt states hard. And Florida. All of these places are in, they're in play. They are in play. And let's remember two things. First of all, the Michigan miss by pollsters when it came to Bernie Sanders and Hillary, that was big. And Carter was up by like 9 points going into the race with Reagan, and it was a blowout. They called that thing early. So we're not going to, I still think she's going to win, but I think the Electoral College is going to where she wins it. I think with the populist vote, it is going to be much closer than people realize. And while that may not be what you want to hear because you want him to be president of the United States, what it does do is it makes sure that that mandate isn't there. And then you have to look at how everything else settles that, i.e., do they have the Senate? Do they keep the House? Is there any kind of referendum against the do-nothing Republicans, as a lot of people have been shouting out there? And what happens from Paul Ryan? Does he bounce and say, look, I don't want any part of this. I just want to go back to doing what I was doing and run for president in 4 years? There's going to be a lot of fallout, especially if the Republicans get their head handed to them. So we'll see what takes place. Movies over the weekend. I went and saw a movie. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Top 10 looks like this. Miss Peregrine's Home for the Peculiar Children, The Girl on the Train, Ouija, Origin of Evil, Jack Reacher, The Accountant, Inferno. Boo! This is why people always wonder why, how does he make money? What is this Madea Halloween? What is Madea this, Madea that? I'll tell you what it is. It's just what he does. This guy makes movies left, right, and center, and it's amazing. It is amazing he's able to roll these things out like this. And these Madea movies, Tyler Perry's Madea movies, have made a ton of money. This one's already made $70 million. That's why. Hacksaw Ridge, which everybody thinks is got a shot for winning some Academy Awards based on a true story of a guy who was a pacifist who never fired a shot in World War II, but he saved plenty of people. I think he got the Congressional Medal of Honor. Trolls, which I saw, and Doctor Strange, which was a massive movie. Almost $22,000 per theater average, almost $90 million. It's already done about $300 million worldwide. And it's one of those, I was talking to our guy Blake, who went and saw it this weekend. It's a superhero movie that plays on your intellect as much as it does anything else. So think of like The Matrix meets kind of like the Green Lantern, I guess, is a bad analogy, but probably the best analogy, because the Green Lantern could bend things and do things with his mind and create things with his mind. And The Matrix had all the, we live in different little worlds here and there, and there's, you know, different universes. And so it's very interesting. But I saw Trolls, and Jack and I went and saw that yesterday. It was funny. It was everything the movie should be. And the music in it was great. And, you know, I'm sitting there with my 6-year-old, and there he is. And that song from Justin Timberlake comes on. I got a feeling. And everybody in the theater starts clapping. Parents, the kids, right? And Jack gets up and, God bless him. I love him. He's got the moves of the white man. And he threw down, and it was hilarious. But I'm like, that's a winner, right? Like, if you got the kids to love that kind of thing, and understand that Trolls, while it's not one of these movies that, you know, as a kid growing up, we all knew what the troll dolls were. But they were a big European thing. They were a Danish company that came up with the troll things. That's their kind of lineage. And it was huge, though. But watching all the little kids go crazy and dance around and, you know, to that can't stop the feeling. I can't stop feeling. Woo! It was hilarious. I watched football this weekend, and I think it's safe to say that the Patriots are awesome. And, Phil, your team happens to play in a division where this is the New York Giants type of year, and there is a rookie quarterback in Dallas that looks the real deal.
Yeah, I don't think 9-7 is going to be good enough for us to win the division this year.
I thought the division would be work. I mean, I'm really bad. I mean, what is it? They're 4-4. The Eagles are, right, and they're in last place.
Yep.
You guys are what? 5-4 or 5-3?
5-3.
Man, this is the Giants' year, right? Like, that's the year. This is the year that Brady's on his revenge tour. They go 14-2, and they play the Giants in the Super Bowl. The Giants get in 10-6 as the wild card team, and then they go and they beat the Patriots for the third time. You said that sinking feeling if you're the Patriots. Just a little sinking feeling. Tonight we got Buffalo versus Seattle. I've been giving John the czar here because he's such a Seattle fan. Next week, my Patriots take on the Seahawks. That'll be interesting tonight to watch Buffalo. It's just a weird. I love football, but man, they are taking a hit everywhere I look. And yesterday I watched, and the Raiders are for real. For you Raider fans out there, that's a real team. That's a real team. Like that this is why you think Trump may have a chance. I mean, if the Raiders can go 7-2, they may have a shot. Right? Anything is possible. You got Brexit. You have all this stuff happening. Leicester City won the soccer championship in Europe. That'd be like, again, like a single-A baseball team winning the World Series. And now you got the Raiders at 7-2. Anything is possible. We'll see. Going to be very interesting, though, as the night starts to wind down here. I wonder how late they're going to go. He says he's got two more stops. Two more tonight. I don't know how much longer Hillary's going to go. She's got a big event tonight taking place in Pennsylvania with the likes of Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen there to cheer her on. You can vote for her! The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This is the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.